So an important part of talking to God is confession, confessing our sins to Him. Our words, thoughts, and actions way too often veer off course. And King David teaches us much about confession. 2 Samuel 24, verse 10. But David's heart struck him after he had numbered the people. And David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I've done. But now, O Lord, please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. This prayer of confession took place after David dismissed God and godly counsel and took matters into his own hands. He chose, for selfish reasons, to take a census. David's pride desired to know the number of people in his kingdom. And notice the process of confession in this verse. First, confession begins with conviction. David's heart struck him, and ours does too when we sin against God. Second, David owns his sin. He said, I have sinned greatly. I have done very foolishly. We cannot confess what we don't own. Third, David prays for forgiveness. He asks God to take away the iniquity. And here's the powerful promise. God said if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He tells us that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. So here are some talking points today. Ask God to bring conviction into your heart when you sin. Ask Him to keep your heart tender before Him. Own your sin. Don't blame it on others. And then ask God for His great forgiveness. Thank Him for His faithfulness to always forgive. Father, I pray You'd keep my heart tender toward You. Never let conviction become dull. Never let me blame others for my sin. Thank You for Your faithfulness to forgive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.